Hi, gang. Bob Bovin here for the Mystery Project, and this week's episode of Albert's Father by Henry Comore. When Isaac and Albert have sort of agreed to share the apartment permanently, Albert is still not sure that Isaac should be allowed to go out alone. He may be 75, but that's no guarantee that, well, you'll see what we mean. Marvin Goldhar and John Stalker star in The Bank Job, Episode 4 of Albert's Father.
Numbers of the certificates. Can you telephone my bank in Toronto and have them transferred as soon as possible? I'll pay for the call, of course.
I don't have to telephone, Mr. Bloom. The computer will transfer them right away.
You don't say.
You should really have a chat with one of our personal bankers. It's all part of the service.
What next? You have this special area for old people. A little press on the button and my money comes from Toronto like magic and... What did you say? I have to talk to my own personal banker?
Seniors.
Beg your pardon?
We call it the Seniors Banking Lounge. Oops.
What? What?
Well, I don't really know. I've never seen this before. There's a 5-minute wait on the computer.
That's something new. These computers, they're not so great. They break down, too. Just like us old people.
It's probably the fire. There's a big fire at our main branch downtown. If you don't mind waiting, it'll be back online soon. Help yourself to a donut and a cup of coffee. There's some customers waiting.
The coffee and donuts I don't need, but perhaps I could talk to my personal banker. Where do I find him?
Her name is Lorna McCluskey. On the other side of the partition there. Just ask if she's free.
Thanks very much, Gladys. I'll come back after. Next patient, please. You don't have banks anymore. You have community centers at this. Excuse me, Miss McCluskey.
McCluskey, yes, sir.
My name is Isaac Bloom. Mrs. Nichols told me you're my own personal banker.
I'm busy at the moment. Can you wait, Mr.
Bloom? Sure.
Take a seat in the seniors' banking lounge.
Sure. Take a seat with the old people. They'll get around to you sometimes. Ay. Perhaps things haven't changed so much after all.
All right, everybody, shut up and lie down. Oi. Come on, lie down. On the floor. On your face, buddy. Get down.
So you were just sitting here, sir.
She told me to sit, so I sit.
She?
McCluskey, my personal banker. The lady over there.
And you just stayed sitting.
What do you want? I should get up and arrest those colleges.
Well, you didn't get down on the floor like everybody else?
Sergeant Harvey, when you're 75 years old, it's not so easy to get down on the floor.
So you just saw their back?
It was enough. They were wearing hoods over their heads. But I...
Isaac, what are you doing here? Are you all right?
Don't ask. Do you have a camera?
Who are you, miss?
Jill Gerson, UNN. And who are you?
Detective Sergeant Harvey, miss. This is the scene of a crime. Didn't you see the yellow tape? No press. I must ask that you leave now.
Yes. Well, Mr. Bloom is a good friend of mine. If I leave, he leaves.
Mr. Bloom is free to go. Goodbye, miss. Goodbye, sir.
Sergeant, do me a little favor. I answered all your questions. Answer one for me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bloom.
Sergeant... My son is Albert Bloom.
Yes, sir. I assume that is why Miss Gerson got here so quick.
You see, Jill, a real detective. He puts 3 and 3 together just like that. So you'll understand, Sergeant, when I speak to Albert, the second thing he's going to say is, how much did they take?
And what will the first thing be, sir?
Well, he'll tell me to keep my nose out of police business.
Very sensible advice. Thank you for your help.
So, what's the answer?
Now, they haven't added it up yet, but they say no more than 20,000.
Come on, Isaac. Let's go.
So where's the crew? This is a good story.
Isaac, I'm a producer, remember? Who's handling it? I'll be around somewhere. I'm taking you home.
Jill, listen. That policeman, he's smart, but Sherlock Holmes, he ain't. He thinks just because I only saw their backs, I didn't see anything. And either he or the bank ain't telling the truth. If they only stole $20,000, what was in the three big garbage bags they carried out of the vault?
Three?
Full to busting, from the vault. You think that's just
$20,000? Doesn't seem likely. Let me come home with you, and I'll call Wolf at the station, see what he's got. And that is, he's got through this traffic. Must be the fire downtown.
Aha!
Before Albert flew off to Paris, he gave me a warning. He said, if Dad ever says, aha, run a mile. Oh, I'm going to have to go on a diet for a month.
Sha! It's that fellow Wolf about the bank.
At the Ottawa main branch. Police and fire department officials have confirmed that the fire began after an explosion in the safety deposit box room and was triggered by a remote device. At least three people were seriously injured, and two firemen were taken to a hospital after being overcome by fumes.
Less than
2 hours later, 1 mile away, a small branch on Bank Street was raided by two men, described by police as being over 6 feet tall, dressed completely in black, and armed with automatic weapons. Customers and staff were forced to lie on the floor while the vault was cleared of approximately $20,000. The getaway car has not yet been found. Wolf James, UNN.
Put on the mute.
So, what do you think?
Feh.
Oh, that good, eh?
What do you want? They got it all wrong.
Well, what specifically?
They weren't both 6 feet tall. One of them was 5'8", 5'9", tops. He had special shoes to make him 3 inches taller, maybe more. That's one thing. Everybody didn't lie on the floor, number two. And I'm sure positive they took more than $20,000, number three.
So what did you want him to say? Everybody lay on the floor except Isaac Bloom, the father of our chief political correspondent?
Besides a producer, she's also a comedian. Regular Joan Rivers. Somebody else besides me didn't lie down.
Who?
My personal banker, Lorna something. She sits in a little cubicle behind the desk. I could see her feet from where I was sitting, and she never moved.
Well, neither did you.
Me, they didn't notice. Her, they couldn't miss.
Here's Albert.
For 3 days, the leaders of the big...
For a few minutes, they couldn't wait.
...competed with one another for the...
Isaac Bloom.
Dad, are you okay?
Albert, you're on television.
So tape it and watch later. Are you okay?
No, I'm in intensive care. They redirected your call. Of course I'm okay. Why shouldn't I be?
Don't play the dumb schmuck with me, Dad. The bank robbery. When I phoned the station, that's all they could talk about. Your father was in a bank robbery.
So what'd they tell you? I robbed a bank? How much did I take? And show some respect for your father. Don't call me a dumb schmuck.
Okay, I'm sorry. But don't get involved. Did you hear me? I said don't get involved.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll bet. Let me talk to Jill.
To his father. He doesn't want to talk anymore.
Hello, Albert?
Do you know what he calls his father? A dumb
Jill?
Schmuck.
How's Paris?
Not as exciting as Ottawa, apparently.
How did you know I was here?
Well, you left a number at the station. How's he behaving?
Pretty observant.
Oh, my God, I knew it. Jill, keep him out of it.
What time is it there?
It's almost 4 a.m. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon. Jill, keep him out of it.
I'll do my best. Bye, Albert.
Bye, Jill. Miss you.
Albert? What did you say, Albert? He hung up.
So, you're my babysitter, huh?
What? Oh, don't be silly, Isaac. You know what a fusser Albert is.
A dumb schmuck, he called me.
Oh, whatever else you are, you're certainly not dumb.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, you know I didn't mean that. Are you going to make coffee or what?
Sure. Take no notice. Albert and me, you know how it is.
If Albert's anything like you when he's 75, he'll be very lucky.
Stop with the schmoozing and help with the coffee. Did he say when he was coming back?
He said he'd be back sometime tomorrow.
So, before he comes back, you go to the bank.
Oh, I do, do I?
Sure. You ask this woman, McCushkey, why she doesn't lie down.
Isaac, tell the police. Let them ask her.
You sound like Albert. You're a news person. It's a big story. It's a scoop. You don't want a scoop?
Uh-huh.
Now she's doing it.
I've just realized something, Isaac. You're a dangerous man to be with. Very dangerous.
Excuse me, Lorna McCluskey?
Yes?
I'd like to open a checking savings account.
Certainly. Please sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Have you had an account with us before?
No.
We have these forms to fill out. If you want to do them now, I can open an account for you right away.
Oh, yes, of course. Quiet today.
It's early.
Not like yesterday.
No.
Were you here? It must have been just awful.
Yes.
I read in the paper they made you all lie on the floor.
Yes.
But what did you do? I mean, I would have been frozen in my seat. I'd have been so scared.
I'm sorry, but do you mind filling out those forms over there? I have another client to see.
Gladys, good morning. How are you? You're looking very nice.
Mr. Bloom, I didn't recognize you. Good morning.
Not working at the bank this morning?
Today's my day off. I work Saturdays, you know.
Oh, that's tough, working Saturdays.
No, I enjoy it. Having today off splits my week up. I like it.
Well, since it's your day off, let me buy you a cup of coffee. After all, it's only fair. At the bank, you always ask me to have a cup. See, right here. It's a nice place. You'll like it.
Oh, I shouldn't. I'm sure you've got much better things to do.
Not at all. Not at all. Let's sit over here. You like cappuccino?
That would be very nice.
Kate, two cappuccinos and raspberry tarts. A raspberry tart you have to try. Even in Toronto, they don't make better.
You were born in Toronto, Mr. Bloom?
Isaac, please, call me Isaac. My father and my mother, Oliver Shulam, came from the old country when I was 7 years old. I've lived in Toronto ever since, but now I live with my son Albert in Ottawa. It ain't so bad. The thing I miss is my bridge club.
You play bridge? Really?
Sure. And you too, I can see. A life master, I bet.
No, not quite. I just need 5 gold points.
You do? Then, Eppis, we must play together. You go to clubs?
Since my husband died, every chance I get.
Here's the coffee. Oh,
this looks nice. Thank you.
That was a terrible thing yesterday.
I've worked for the bank for 30 years. It was my first holdup. I didn't realize how frightened I would be.
Don't you have these alarm buttons to press? I thought you always had a button you could press with your foot.
Not anymore. If one of us can press Control, Shift, and the Z on our keyboard, it sends a signal to the other branches. But the computer wasn't working. Anyway, we're trained to keep absolutely still. Do whatever they say. The main thing is not to endanger life. You saw those madmen, Mr. Isaac. If they'd started firing those guns, we all could be dead. Oh, dear.
Don't cry, Gladys. Nothing happened. Have some coffee.
I'm sorry.
No. And all for $20,000?
Yes.
You don't think so?
That's what they say.
It seems too little for 3 big bags.
I know.
Do the police know this?
They're not going to catch them. They shouldn't get away with something like that.
No.
Threatening people with guns like that.
Well, maybe you and me, since we're both bridge players, we can do something to help catch them.
You, Isaac? And me? We can't do anything. Can we? Albert?
Sorry, miss. No interviews. See you, Doc.
Who's that?
Macintosh Gravel. Scottish mother, French father. Hates the English.
Exec assistant in finance. Computer whiz, apparently.
Good name for him, McIntosh.
Aren't you supposed to be at work?
I told him we had an important meeting about the show on Saturday.
Ah, corrupted by Ottawa already.
I was going to bring Isaac, but when I called, he was out.
Is he all right? The bank robbery, I mean.
Albert, he's your father. He's amazing.
I know he is. But if you ever tell him so, I'll kill you.
Morning. You were recommended to me as the best shoemaker in Ottawa.
I don't make them, I mend them.
No. Everywhere I go, they say Shuffleman, the best in Canada.
Shuffleworth. Albert Shuffleworth.
Mr. Shuttleworth, I'm 5'8", 5'9". If I wanted to be 6 foot tall, could you help me?
I could.
You'd alter my shoes?
I remake them.
Aye. It's not for me, you understand.
Oh, I...
The son of an old friend is in Ottawa. He wants me to find him. I think perhaps he comes to you.
Why? What do they call him?
That's the trouble. You have children, you know what it is. He doesn't want to see his father, so what does he do? He changes his name.
Oh, I...
So you are my last hope. He wants to be tall, where should he come but to you?
Well, I've 3 regulars in Ottawa.
Only 3? In this city of Napoleons, I thought maybe you'd have 20, 30 for sure.
Well, a few years ago, maybe. When I had my shop in Spark Street. Now I've just 3 in Ottawa. It's up to you to find out which one's the lad. I'll give you the names. But they didn't come from me, mind.
What I can't understand is why you didn't lie down on the floor when those mumsers told you to.
If I'm going to get shot, I like to see who's doing the shooting.
Ooh, very clever. Very intelligent.
Don't be so smart with your father. Eat your bagel. In Paris, these you don't get.
Never mind bagels. Just leave this bank thing to the police, will you?
You think they're so smart? They don't ask the right questions. You should know that better than me.
Really?
Albert, you're a journalist. Don't you always ask the 5 W's? Who, what, why, where, and this time the important one. When?
I don't get it.
The fire. 2 hours before the robbery, a fire at the main branch. So what happened to the money? Aha, maybe it's Jill to welcome you home.
She met me at the airport.
Aha.
Aha, aha, everything's aha.
Welcome home.
Aha.
I told them you met me.
Uh-oh. I phoned to see if you wanted to come with me, Isaac, but you were out.
I thought you were going to the bank.
What?
I went.
Knew?
Knew nothing. She didn't say yes, she didn't say no.
Wait a minute. What are you two machiganers talking about?
The woman who didn't lie down, I told you. Lorna McCloskey.
McCloskey.
What's the difference? What sort of a name is that, anyway?
It's Irish, but that's not the big news. The robbers got away with $5.5 million.
Wow.
That's a bank job.
In a fire or emergency at the main branch, all money and securities are transferred to another branch. Listen to this. Changed every day. Only 3 people in the bank have access to that information. And yesterday, guess which branch it was?
So how did the robbers know?
Isaac, are you sure we should do this?
Of course I'm sure. Don't worry. We just follow her, nothing else.
Here she is. She'll see us.
No. She's going south. Just walk along with me. Keep people between us. She won't see us. And if she does, we're entitled to walk, too.
My friend at head office told me that someone must have put a virus in our computer system.
Can you see her? I can't see her.
She's going into that bar on the corner of 4th Avenue.
What a good idea. Let's go have a drink.
Isaac, we can't.
Sure we can. Come on, Gladys. It's so dark in here, I can't see.
She's at the bar, the end stool.
It's coming in from outside. It takes me time to adjust. That's better. Gladys.
What is it?
Go find a phone. Call my son, Albert. Tell him where we are. Tell him to call the police. Tell him the bank robbers are here. Tell him there are three names and addresses on a list on my bedside table.
Isaac.
You see that man next to her? Look at his shoes, Gladys. Look at his shoes.
Him. It must be him.
Go. Find the phone. Go now.
Albert Bloom.
Mr. Bloom,
yes.
This is Gladys Nichols from the bank. I'm with your father. He said, call the police. The bank robbers are here. Oh, come quickly, Mr. Bloom. Come quickly.
You have to calm down, Mrs. Nichols. Tell me where you are.
At Dan's Bar on 4th Avenue. Do you know it?
Yes, I know it. Where's my father now? Can I speak to him?
He's watching them to see if they leave. He'd like you to look on top of his bedside table. Something about a list.
A list? Look, Mrs. Nichols, you don't know my father very well. Sometimes he gets a bit overenthusiastic. Can you get him to come to the phone?
Just a minute. They've gone. They're not here.
Who's gone? Mrs. Nichols, who's gone?
Your father and Lorna and the robbers. They've got him. They've got him.
I'm going.
That's right, mister. You're going.
You, going to kill me, Mr. Feeney?
How do you know my name?
I got you off a list. I know your name. My son knows your name. The police know your name. And soon everybody will know your name.
He's lying.
I don't like this. Let's call Max.
Shut up, Coffee!
He followed Lorna, didn't he? Knows your name, doesn't he?
You see this gun, Mr. Bloom?
Sure, I see it. You're going to shoot me?
Yes. I'm going to kill you, old man. Later. You just guaranteed that. For now, you're our insurance policy. Tie him up, Coxie. Tie him up good. Come on, Laura. We've got a call to make.
Fussing. Stop your fussing.
I told you not to get involved. I nearly got yourself killed.
Okay, Albert. You told me. You told me. Enough already.
You're damn lucky I found that list of names Shuttleworth gave you.
How did the police know where to come? That it was Feeney?
They checked into Lorna McCluskey, Feeney's her brother. He was with the IRA. Well, that's who the money was for, the IRA.
And Mac. They were going to call somebody called Mac.
Yeah, my so-called friend, Macintosh Gravel. We were drinking together in Paris, for God's sake, at the very moment of the robbery. But he planned it. He got into the bank's computers and found which branch the money would be taken to in an emergency.
And he programmed the computer virus that stopped all communications at the time of the robbery. That was Lorna McCluskey's job.
To do what?
To set off the virus in the computer just before the robbery and to get rid of it afterwards. She's given a full confession. You were right about one thing, Isaac. We got a scoop, a hell of a scoop.
That's why she didn't lie down. I knew it was something.
I am so angry.
With your friend, the bank robber?
No,
With you, my father, the meddler. You were nearly killed tonight. Do you realize that?
I realize. I'm sorry.
You're sorry. You're sorry. Well, sorry's not good enough. It's not nearly enough. You dragged that poor woman, Mrs. Nichols, into it. You put her life at risk, and Jill, too. You could have got her killed, too.
Did I know they would recognize me? I'm a fortune teller. I should know those mumses are going to kidnap me.
Oh, you mean you didn't know everything, Mr. Holmes? You can't outsmart the police and outsmart the crooks? You're not such a wise guy after all?
That's enough, Albert.
No. Let him finish.
You know what Ma called him? A moisture capoyer. You know what that means? That's someone who does things sensible people would never do. But right now, wherever she is, she's looking down and saying, you see?
Albert, enough already. Isaac, drink your tea. It's getting cold. Hey, so what's so funny?
You know, whenever Ma got angry with Dad, she'd look at him and say, just like you did, eat your food, have your soup. Drink your tea. It's getting cold.
And she was right. This tea is cold.
I'll make some fresh.
No. We'll make some fresh.
This has been The Bank Job, Episode 4 of Albert's Father by Henry Comore. Marvin Goldhar was heard as Isaac, with John Stocker as Albert. Marcia Bennett was Gladys. Marilyn Lightstone was Jill. David Storch and William Hope were Feeney and Cox. Our author, Henry Comore, made a cameo appearance as Shuttleworth, the shoemaker. Graham McPherson was Wolf James. And finally, Angela Guy was Lorna. The music was composed and conducted by Milan Kinlicka. The casting consultant was Linda Grierson. The script consultant was James W. Nichol. John Marinowitz was the recording engineer, with sound effects by Matt Wilcox. Kate Nickerson was the associate producer. Our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. Albert's Father was produced and directed by Bill Howell, the executive producer of The Mystery Project. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments.